Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Transformation Zone. It's Thursday night at 6:30 p.m., and where would you rather be? Hopefully, nowhere other than right where you are with me. I'm your host, Velton Schowell, and I'm excited to have you here on another Thursday evening, spending the next 30 minutes transforming your thinking. It'll transform your world. You know, I'm excited tonight not only to have you but also to have my guest this evening, a good friend of mine who I met a couple of years ago and actually met on the internet, and we exchanged pleasantries and business ideas and strategies on the internet. And then about a year ago, I guess last weekend, we met for the first time face to face in Washington, D.C. at an event called 72 Hours of Power. And just before we came on the air, we were kind of reminiscing and going over some of those things and talking a little bit about it. But I want to introduce you to my good friend Barrett Matthews, who is a business coach. And he's going to talk a little bit about what he does and how he does it to help entrepreneurs and business professionals do something that you've heard me talk about many, many times, and that's take their performance from good to great. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce Barrett. Barrett, how are you, my friend?
Man, I am doing marvelously well and improving. How about yourself?
Not as good as you, and I'm fantastic, and we're about to really blow the roof off of this tonight.
Let's do it.
You know, it's funny. We were talking before we went on the air about people like ourselves, business entrepreneurs and business professionals who – sometimes they have a difficulty getting from the dream to reality because they get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually get stuck because of either their lack of confidence, their lack of, I'm going to really serve this to you, an accountability partner.
Yes.
Or they run from the thing that is really their strength to try to do something new that's going to take them an enormous amount of time to build into. So let's start. I want to start with the third part because, you know, I left off in our conversation saying when I started my business 8 years ago, full time, a long time I ran from the thing that made me the strongest that I could be. I spent 27 years in sales and marketing, and I wanted to speak, and I wanted to talk, and I wanted to train people, but I wasn't training people in the sales acumen as with the same kind of fervor that I wanted to, for lack of a term, train people and motivate people. And it wasn't until I sat down with my coach and mentor, Les Brown, and Les and I were talking. He's like, why would you not talk to people about sales? Why would you not try to help people not only find their vision or find their strength through sales and motivate themselves to be better salespeople? And he kind of, you know, that's one of the things that you do when you talk to people. You know, you have this system, you call it the Business Owner Success System. Talk a little bit about that, because I think that really plays into what we were just touching on.
Well, and it's funny because you said that, because the Business Owner Success System has evolved because of me buying into my strengths. When it first started, and it still incorporates this, the Business Owner Success System, what it does is it allows people to tap into my network. So, meaning that if I have a sales coach, if people who are part of the Business Owner Success System get to talk to my sales coach. If I have a marketing coach, they get to talk to my marketing coach, my accountant. Anyone that I deal with, you get to do that as well in the Business Owner Success System. But it's evolved. So in the evolution now, I had to, because I wasn't using my strength. My strength is something that I did for years. I studied mass media arts. I went to college. I studied mass media arts at Hampton University. I came out, and I worked for the number one news station in Washington, D.C. in television. Then I went to New York, worked for CBS Sports, where I worked with Brent Musburger, James Brown, all those guys. My work was being shown all over the world. And what did I do? I got away from that. So what I did now is I tied my strength, which is in the media, in television, into my Business Owner Success System. So now what I do with that is I help to create courses for people in my, and I have a television studio. So I help them create a course around their business. Now, my whole platform is on productivity, and because I hate seeing people exchange their time for dollars. So now, instead of selling your time, you can actually sell a course to someone. So they still get you, but they get it in a course while you can focus on getting more business or generating other products or doing whatever you want while someone else is still getting you in your course. So that's what I do in the Business Owner Success System, because my whole purpose is to create more business owners that aren't twiddling their thumbs, spending all their time with people when they could be doing something else and growing with their business.
So by helping them with the design course material that they either put in CD, DVD format or online in a membership portal, those types of things?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes. And because the thing is, if you have a course for your business, and you can direct people to your course, they can buy your. Because see, here's the thing. Let's say, for instance, you're a coach, and let's say you charge people, I don't know, $1,000 a month to work with you. Well, you got you got to get a certain number of clients each month to reach your goal. But let's say that you could sell people that same course online. Now you can reach more people. You can reach people all over the world. What happens is a lot of people think so local that they forget that there's a market all over the world if you have a product that has value. Now, I want to emphasize that. If you have something that has value, you can market it all over the world. Information products, and you know this, you're in sales. They sell all over the world. So the thing is, if you have a product or a service, rather, that you do, put it and make it into a product and sell the product, because that means you don't have to keep doing it over and over and over again. You can create it one time and sell it over and over and over again.
Okay. So there's a process. So I guess the question becomes, depending on your type of business and what you do, most of your customers are people who share information and they have a knowledge-based company.
Well, not necessarily. Yes and no. I would say most of them, yes. But the thing is, there's one lady I know who she had a business where she worked with animals. And she wanted to basically just help people, to give people more ideas on how to help animals, how to take care of animals. So she dealt with a lot of rescue animals. So what we wanted to do was create a course around what she did and how she helped people so that she could draw more attention to what she's doing and so other people could gain knowledge on how to do the same thing wherever they were. So it depends. One person, she actually teaches dance. So we had her bring in, and she basically was teaching dance from on the video, and she could sell that course so someone could do the dance at home. No different than if someone were doing an exercise video at home. It doesn't have to be something where you need a workbook.
Sure. Well, when you when you interject video into anything, I mean, obviously you can be doing anything that you want to do, and people can watch it and either mirror it or try to imitate it or perfect what you're doing in their own style. So, okay.
Right. So, and let me interject here also before we go on. We also have, because some people don't want to see themselves on camera, don't want to get on camera, then that just terrifies them. We can also set it up. We have a couple different ways of going, getting around that. One, we can set it up to where we have it so it's more of a webinar where you have a presentation, and we'll help put that together for you as well, video. But we also have the ability to do animation, 2D and 3D animation. So we can actually make an avatar that looks like you and have that avatar do the talking. So it's an animated version of you actually do the talking as well. And you just do the voiceover.
Oh, okay.
Mhm.
Interesting. So you actually that's amazing. What have you found has been the biggest hurdle when most people come to you and they're looking to find their niche or find their business sweet spot?
I think the biggest hurdle is knowing who their market is, and not only knowing who their market is, really knowing what it is, and this may sound funny, but knowing what it is that they do best for their market. They may think that they know, but sometimes people actually, they think they know, but that's not, the reason they're not getting business is because they don't know what their strength is in their business. And you may think, oh, it may be something you like more than one. For instance, I'll give you a prime example. I wrote a book called Why Didn't You Get It Done, which talks about people in procrastination. But procrastination, I would talk to all people all the time about, you know, procrastination is bad. But guess what? Nobody wants to buy anything about procrastination. What they want to know about is productivity. Productivity is what brings you money. Procrastination doesn't. Procrastination is not sexy. So no one wants to focus on procrastination. I had to change my focus in my business so that I could focus on what is actually going to bring me revenue and help and make more people come to me, because people want productivity. Nobody wants procrastination. So I find that with a lot of people in their business. They're focusing on the wrong part of their business. And that's why they're not bringing them. So what I help do is help. That doesn't mean that when we put together the course, we don't bring up that part of their business. We bring it up because that is a part of who they are. But we don't want to spend our time focusing on that, because we want to focus on the part that's going to bring them more clients and, of course, more revenue when it comes down to it.
Okay. So now we're really talking about the business owner success system. But you have another system that you call the E2E system, or the E2E coaching system. Are they synonymous? Do they work together? How do the two systems work? Well, tell us about the other system.
Well, E2E is basically it's a coaching, I've basically done some editing with some of my programs. The E2E is a group coaching program. E2E Systems is the name of my company, and E2E stands for Employee to Entrepreneur. So what we do is a group coaching program that helps people to basically focus themselves more in the mindset of an entrepreneur. And if we're honest with ourselves, a lot of times we come from corporate America, and we've been conditioned to work in corporate America through our lives, and then we jump into a business, but we really still have somewhat of a corporate mindset because we've been conditioned all our lives. So the biggest challenge, and I know you know this, with entrepreneurs is changing your mindset, first of all, because you cannot think like an employee can be an entrepreneur. You can't do it. So that's one of the things we do with the E2E coaching platforms. We actually, it's a group coaching program. It's a six-month program we put together that's going to actually help them to become better as an entrepreneur and help their business to grow. We put them through that to where they come out of that and they're a little better off for it in their business.
Okay. Well, you know, it's interesting because that entrepreneur, that employee to entrepreneur relationship is so somewhat tenuous in a lot of organizations.
And yes, it is.
To sit, you know, a lot of times, this is one of the areas where, you know, I spend a lot of my time with entrepreneurs and business professionals on leadership and understanding that just because you carry the title boss doesn't make you a leader.
Ooh, tell it now. That is,
you know,
the truth. That is the truth.
Oh,
and you know, I subscribe to the definition of leadership as someone who has developed other leaders, not how many people are following you. And you know,
oh, absolutely.
Not to take your audience to church, but I always use the example of Jesus Christ. He had 12 disciples, and he basically developed them to lead after he was gone. And that leadership has carried on and so on and so on, which is why we're still talking about what he taught to this day. So it's to say that how many leaders have you developed that can carry on what you teach so that you don't have to do it? That's leadership.
Well, you know, you're absolutely correct, and I'll tell you something. Being a person who has been in a leadership role or capacity, early on in my career, I didn't understand it as much as I did in the latter part of my career. But some of the greatest moments was to go to some of the leadership events, like the national sales meeting where you have all the directors of sales all of the hotels. I was in the hotel industry, of all of the hotels in the entire company represented there, and to stand at the opening reception and someone come up to you and tap you on the shoulder, and they're now a director of sales, and it's someone that your sales team.
Isn't that
past.
Great?
Oh,
isn't
man,
that great?
I'll tell you.
Let me tell you.
It brings joy to your heart.
I had one of the greatest compliments last month. Someone that I coached called me because she's putting on a big event in the Bahamas, and she asked me if I would come and speak. She's going to pay my way to the Bahamas to come speak at her event. That it brings me so much joy that someone that I helped is doing this, reaching such a level that she's able to put on an event like this. I'm like, I think that's just wonderful. And, you know, it, like you said, it brings joy to your heart because I'm so honored and humbled at the same time that, that I've actually helped someone to achieve this level. And she gives me credit, more credit than I deserve sometimes, but I appreciate it. I'm very appreciative and thankful for it.
And it's one of those things where, you know, Zig Ziglar said, if you help enough people get what they want, you will eventually get more than you could ever want. And as a leader, you know, our job is to help create and develop other people to be the best that they can be, to find their why and to make their dream become a reality.
Yes.
And I said, that's such a wonderful thing that when you have someone that you've worked with for years and you've nurtured and you've poured into that now reaches back or reaches over and says, hey, I appreciate it. You know, here's what I'm doing, and I'd like you to remain a part of who I am and what I'm doing.
Most
you know,
definitely.
You have a quote that I love, and I want you to talk a little bit about it. And it's,
I do.
You see, you have an impression on people and you don't even know it. And it says that you said this to me last year. Your vision is to help people move from working for a living to living their dreams. Talk a little bit about that philosophy and what you do in that area.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think anyone's dream is to have drudgery in their life every day, to keep working. At some point, you want to see the harvest. So that's where your dream is. So my goal is to help you. First of all, you have to have a vision of the harvest. So what I want to do is have you to be able to stop working for a living, or because that's what people do. They're working for a living and not they don't have a life. They're going every day drudgery. I want to get you to where you can actually do what you love. Like, and I'll give you an example. You're familiar with our friend Taria Hodge.
She's a
social media expert. Well,
mm-hmm.
I've been telling Taria this for years, and I'm so glad she finally did it. Taria is from the Virgin Islands.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Taria, you're a social media expert. Why are you living in Maryland in the wintertime? Why are you living in Maryland at all? I said, go home to the Virgin Islands. That's where your family is. You're right on the beach. Whenever you're there, you're happy. Your family's there. You can just have a good time. I said, you're a social media expert. Because I said, look, if I'm looking for someone to help me with social media, I want you to be able to tell me, well, you know, I'm working on the beach on my laptop right here with the sun, the sand, the water, and I can show you how to do the same thing. Hey, I'm buying what you're selling because you just sold me on something that could help me live my dreams. So I want people to be able to live that, not to sit there and go in the office every day. Nobody loves doing that every day. Just loves going to the office every day. Look, no one does that. No one loves that. So I want you to, but I said, you have to have a vision of what you want to do. So my goal is to help you to stop working for a living and live those dreams that you want. Don't talk about it. Don't keep telling people, well, this is what I want to do. Start living it. And you can, here's the thing, though. You can live it, as I used Taria as an example. You can live it while you work it. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to wait. It doesn't have to be a 30, 40-year project. You can live it while you work it.
It's interesting because you're a coach and you work with people and help people do this. And a lot of times, you know, I've worked with people myself. I don't do as much coaching as you do. But one of the things that a lot of people don't understand is the value of having someone who, you know, we call them coach, we call them accountability experts. We just someone to keep you centered or pull you back to center when you deviate from your core strengths. Can you talk a little bit about, from a coaching standpoint, the value of that and what a coach brings to that?
Well, I'm going to tell you, first of all, I'm not the warm and fuzzy make you feel good coach. I'm the put a foot up your rear coach, because I'm going to tell you when you're giving me excuses. I'm going to tell you when you need to get up off your butt and do something. I'm that person. And guess what? Some people need that. Some people can't handle it. Some people need it. But the thing is, there's a difference between a trainer, a coach, and a mentor. And a trainer is someone that shows you how to get better at your craft. So if you have a certain skill set, a trainer is someone that's going to train. Think about someone like a LeBron James. The trainer is the person that in the off season he's working with that trainer to show him how to get better at something that he knows how to do well. The coach is Tyronn Lue on the team. Tyronn Lue's been a part of championships with the Lakers, so he's LeBron's coach right now. He shows LeBron how to get in the best position to use that strength.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the mentor. The mentor could be someone like a Kobe Bryant who's been there before, who LeBron can call up at any time and say, hey, what do I do in this situation? He's been there. He knows what to do. He tells you how to make the best out of situations that the coach may not have seen because the coach doesn't possess the greatness you have. The coach doesn't possess the skill you have. The trainer may have never seen it because the trainer's never been there before, but your mentor knows. So understand that when you're looking for someone to work with, you have to know what is it that you need. Do you need a trainer? Do you need a coach? Or do you need a mentor? But guess what? You may need all of them. But they all bring different things to the table. So know what you're looking for when you go after it. So don't expect your trainer to be the mentor. Don't expect your mentor to be the coach. Don't get mad if they don't do what you think that they should do just because you gave them a certain label. Know what you want. If the person has never been there before, then they're not a mentor. Understand that. So make sure that you're selecting the right person for what you need to help them. But it's vital, 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 vital that you have someone other than yourself, other than mom and them, to help you to get to that next level. Because you've never been there, so you need someone to push you. You heard me mention LeBron. Well, LeBron is arguably the best player on the planet, but he has all of those things. So what makes you different?
Well,
that's
why
I say you need them all.
You touched on a lot of different hot spots there because, you know, a lot of people who are looking for a coach, a trainer, and a mentor are looking for that one-stop shop and
yes.
that one person who is all of the above. And as you eloquently just put it, unless that person has certain attributes and lived it, has done it, or has the knowledge and expertise of how to develop you to do it,
mm-hmm.
they may not have the skill set that's necessary in all of those areas. So you
need
two or three people.
Yes, and in most cases you do, because if you find one person that can do all of that, that person has to have a lot of patience because they have to turn off one and turn on the other one with you. And
mm-hmm.
that they have to, and I don't get me wrong, I know people that do all of those things, but they do have a lot of patience, time
now
as well.
Now, here's the caveat, and this is what a lot of people are probably going to want to, I hope you don't turn off your radio when I say this, but a lot
Uh-oh.
Of entrepreneurs that are just starting out, you know, we're just talking about you may need one, you may need, if you can find one, that's great, but it's very rare. You may need two
yeah.
and ultimately
yeah.
three people. And
yes.
they say, well, how much does it cost? And what,
well,
you know, the,
I have an easy
they
want to
say,
how much
does it cost? But the question is, how much is it costing you not to do this?
Ding, 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 ding. That's the answer.
What is the opportunity cost of not doing this, of not getting this, of not having this?
Say it.
You know, we find the money to do the things that are important to us.
Hello.
How important is this for you?
I know a lot of people who cry broke that found their way to Houston for the Super Bowl. I know a lot of people that cry broke that can manage to go see Beyonce when she comes to town. So, you know, yeah.
What you talking about, man? Well, it's all about what are your priorities? Where really is your sweet spot? What are you really looking to do?
I agree with you. I mean, let me tell you, I run into that sometimes. Like I do an event called our Passion to Profits. It's an event where we actually help entrepreneurs to turn their ideas into income. And I'm doing one next weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. If you have anybody from Atlanta that wants to come. But it's the thing mm-hmm. is, we run into so many people that have that mindset. They go, how much is it going to cost? Like, how much is it costing you to be in the position you're in right now?
Mm.
I mean, I run into people. I'm not calling any names, but I run into people. I put out a product for them that was only $97, and people were asking me for a payment plan. Well, then you're not in business.
No. Now, hold on one second, Barrett, because I don't want to run out of time before you, because I'm real excited about this event. This event, if somebody's in the Atlanta area who's listening in tonight and they're interested in being a part of this event, how do they register?
All they have to do is, here's what I'm going to make real easy for them. Text me. I'm going to give you my direct number. That's 301-326-9919. 301-326-9919. 9919. Just put in the word passion. Passion. And I will contact you. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to do this for your audience. The first five people that do that, I'm going to give you a free ticket to the event. It's a two-day event, $397 ticket. You get it for free. The first five people that text passion to that number right now, you're going to get a free ticket. And anyone else, that number, but just put in the word strategy. I'm going to give you all a free strategy session with me on productivity.
Perfect. Great. You know what, Barrett? We're almost out of time, and we've talked about a lot of different topics. I really
I know we could go for hours. Come back at a
later date and do this again because there's so much more that we could do and so much more that we could talk about.
Definitely. I would love to. And I'm going to have you come on my show as well. So yeah, we'll schedule that. So definitely, man.
Absolutely. Love to do it. Love to do it. Thanks again, my friend. Well, folks,
Thank you. Appreciate it.
But as you know, when we get on a roll on this show, we just continue to go forward and continue to move ahead. We are of the mindset that taking care of you is more important to us than anything else that we do. Because ultimately, when you enter the transformation zone, we promise you one thing. If you transform your thinking, you will transform your world. Again, my name is Velton Schaul. I'm your host. Thanks for joining us this evening. Join us again next week for the Transformation Zone at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, God bless and good night.